Hello.
Hey, bud.
How are you?
Good, good.
Long time no talk.
Yeah, no kidding. This is the most we've talked in a long time. did Tia tell you that she was my stalker? She and
yes.
Megan were my stalker the entire time at RJO. It was hysterical.
Well, Megan tells me today, she goes, well, it makes sense why he's talking about all the questions about IJL on there.
No, they were stalking me this time. Like, it was, like, I recognize that it's
well,
all
it had
coincidence.
It had to come back one day, you know?
Exactly. It was so, yeah. Like, it got to the point where, like, we were just throwing our hands up in the air. Like, Tia's like, I can't help it. It was awesome. It was so funny.
It was awesome. Sorry, I'm multitasking. I don't know if your week's been like this, but we've had, like, we usually have, you know, one slightly irritated customer that something's taking so long. This
sure.
Every once in a while, this week it's been like four a day, and I'm like, what is happening right now? It's like, and unrealistic stuff. Like, it's not even like our fault kind of thing. We had total tangent by an event about one specifically. We had a guy, he approved a Rolex repair, and we said, you know, typically it takes about a month. He's like, okay, yeah, no problem. It was like an $1,800 repair. And my watchmaker wanted the money, so he put it to the head of the line, got it done within 2 weeks, and now the guy called saying he's upset that it didn't take as long as we said because now he's not sure it's quality work. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I did not get that. I got a test.
Only your customer.
Dude, he even started with the thing, I know I should be happy, but I'm really upset that it took such a little amount of time. Like, I don't even know if he did a good job now.
We,
so he just rushed it. I'm like, oh, my God.
We expedited it for you, Jack.
Yeah. I'm like, so what you're saying is I could have just held on to it after getting it for 2 weeks without telling you and just put it in my safe for 2 weeks and called you and you'd be fine? This makes no sense anymore. I don't know what anyone wants.
Yeah. No, I get
it. I sent you a text. I need to get my little info sheet. With this guy's printout that he brought in.
Good Lord.
Oh. He went to a different jeweler.
That's cute.
What's that?
Oh, no, I was like, he made his own printout. I wasn't being snarky.
Yeah.
Like,
no. No, he really did. No, he brought this in. He's going to a few different jewelers. But his wife found this at a different jeweler that he did not like working with, so he's trying to find someone else to now buy it through.
Okay.
The diamond they saw was a F. So I said, well, if you're open to Fs, maybe I would at least consider G if it brings the price down. And he's saying VS, but I told him SI1 can be a good option as long as I kind of vet it for you. So he's open at least to SI1. So these aren't like have to be stats. These are just starting stats, but he's being more realistic about it.
So, weirdly, without having to do anything other than punch numbers in, I actually have a 2-carat FSI-1 that is 6.89 by 6.79, which is pretty close to what he had. Excellent, very good, none, for $12,400.
Is the FSI-1 a decent one? Or?
Yeah, under super, super heavy magnification. There's, like, two little white inclusions off, like, not in the center, but off towards the crown. But, like, the size of this, like, magnification, it's about the size of my head.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a good option.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's give it a shot.
Yep. Hold on one second.
What's the price? I'm just curious.
$12,400.
Okay. Yeah, this guy, I told the guy, like, I'm like, I understand you don't want to tell me your budget and you feel like that gives you the advantage. I'm like, but I can really only help you if I know, like, what I can spend, you know?
You're 100% correct in saying something like that. That was actually a really good way.
I'm just tired of the car game, car deals. Yeah, I'm being very more upfront with people. And he's like, no, he's like, you know, my business, and I don't know what he did, but he's like, my business was literally pricing arbitrage where we would come in $1 less than everybody else, and that's how I made my career. So he's like, I believe you, but I just don't have any yet to do that. So I was like, okay. Like, I appreciate your answer too, but this doesn't help anyone.
Well, the nice thing is you know that you don't put a crazy markup on it either. So if he's like, oh, well, that's not in price. Okay, so you can't judge a diamond by its spreadsheet, especially when the industry has dumbed, like, there's more than four things you got to worry about when it comes to a diamond. You just
totally.
Don't know what they are. I
totally.
Do. So
yeah,
if, 100%. So price tells the truth, sir.
You did, this is north fluorescent, because I might be able to use that later,
no,
too.
Yeah. As
or thing or something.
Yeah, give me just a second. I don't believe it had any, but
okay.
I want to be accurate for you, so give me a second.
No problem.
None.
Yes. Okay.
I'm an advocate for fluorescence, even though I can't say it.
I know, you love them.
I think...
No, just kidding. I don't mind them either. I think if it doesn't affect the stone, why not get a discount?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Actually, if you ever wanted to do it, go to the GIA website. They've
mm-hmm.
They've actually got an explanation of fluorescence that is so simplistic that anybody
oh, cool.
that comes in there is... Like, that has a problem with fluorescence, you could literally just have them this one little page. It's a couple paragraphs long. They'd be an idiot if they didn't see it a different way. It's that.
Awesome.
It's very good. It's like basically, you know, and they don't even go into the depths of it. It's like, think about all the diamonds that are out there possibly. Out of those, gem quality. Out of gem quality, less than 2% of all diamonds with any fluorescence has any effect on it. Yet
less than 2%?
Less than 2%.
Why is it a market-wide thing? That's weird.
Yeah, well, we could get into that.
Well, and that's what I tell people, too. Like, on the cert, it just says yes or no, essentially. It doesn't say negatively, positively, you know?
You're correct, and
yeah.
it won't. The only thing
yeah.
that it will 100% positively have an effect on or absolutely have an effect on is its price.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
See, everything else, we don't know. Well, you don't know until you see the diamond.
Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't know it was less than 2%.
Yep. So, and that's directly, the nice part about it is you're like, this isn't propaganda. This is from GIA. This article
yeah,
is written
that's crazy.
By GIA. Yep. So, oh, and so I do have to get running because I got one more call, and I don't even know if I've said goodbye to them yet. Can you let
you
know that the...
Can I order more stones from you or no?
Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah, I can let
them. I mean, you know, I can call someone else if you want.
Fuck you.
I know you're too big for me, though.
Yeah, okay.
But these ones aren't as exciting, so I thought I'd start with an exciting one.
I'm kind of a big deal now.
Well, we'll have to make some new t-shirts for this next trip.
Maybe that's the maybe that's the quote. I'm kind of a big deal. All right. What else we got?
Okay, so I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse, but I have a customer looking for like a mine old cut. But oval-ish, not round.
Yeah,
and roughly, yeah, kind of cushiony, oval-y.
Yep.
It does not have to have any paperwork. It can be included, not included. They don't care at all. I think my budget's maybe 2-ish thousand, maybe 3-ish. I don't even know what he'd go for. But he's hoping like a round carrot. Yeah, natural.
All right, bear with me.
She's very one of Portland person that likes inclusions, but doesn't have to have inclusions either.
Okay. Shit. I've got a 115. It's a JVS2 for 1840.
Cool. Yeah, let's try that too. Throw that in there.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the. Oh wait, hold on. Bear with me. That one seems very round. Maybe I hit the wrong number. Hold on. It might not be an Old Myers. It might be the European cut.
I'm glad that confused you too. I don't know which one to do either.
No.
Right. A lot of diamond, but I want it to not sparkle.
Okay, so I'm going to reach out. Let's see. Bear with me. We want the old antique cushion. Come on, where is it? You said she wants about a 1 carat?
Yes. Well, they said 0.5 carat to 1 carat. I already have, like, a customer stone here that's 0.5 carat. I don't think it's going to work for their size, so I'm just trying to get around 1 carat.
Okay, so I'll go 90 to 110, somewhere there. And are they okay with color? They don't mind color?
It doesn't seem like they mind. This guy's... Hopefully he's true and doesn't care.
Okay.
But you know, he was at Salt and Pepper to work. Like, he was so open to anything.
Okay.
But they are kind of hippie-ish, so I think it's real.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, give me just 2 seconds. That one, I'm not going to have an immediate answer for you, but I'm emailing my buyer who does hate.
Well, I mean, you just do the J. I'm fine with that J one.
Okay. Well, that one was round, so I don't want to send that one.
Oh, round. Yeah. Okay, I see.
Yep. Okay. Any
cool.
More, sir?
I think that's it. I had maybe a 1 carat, but this guy's kind of wishy-washy, so I'll wait. I'm going to try to get you more. Oh. I was thinking, too, real quick. You should have had everyone go to Tom because he sounds like you on the phone.
Definitely.
And then everyone would be like, oh, I'm still talking to Mick.
Yeah, some of them, what do you call it, got Tom. So, yeah, he's in my
mix. I'm glad we got Mike, but I think like, everyone should have just defaulted to Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to say bye to, John's not here, but I want to say bye to...
My best friend!
Yeah.
Hey. You look great in purple today.
not creepy at all.
Staring at you through the window. It's been around. How was that breakfast you had? How was your coffee?
It was wonderful. I hope yours was good. Come on, you guys have to admit, that was like...
That was really fun.
Kia, that was really similar to the first time we met. Except
yeah,
it was just roles were reversed.
Uh-huh. Full circle moment. How do you
like
it?
I kind of liked it.
So, well, kid around. There you are.
Oh, hey, pay your bill. You got $130.50.
I did.
Oh, okay. It hasn't hit your account yet, so I just saw red, and I was like, oh, I better take
mail. But the day you sent me the credit for the trade-in, I popped a check in the mail for the balance.
Cool. All right. I don't care. As of 5:30, I'm no longer with what he got
yeah.
here, so I don't care if you pay your bills or not.
Someone put out the
Wait,
door already.
Actually, I do, because if you go through IJO, technically that's going to hurt me somehow, so let's just keep paying.
Yeah. I put a check in the mail on the 11th.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So. All
right. Well, I guess we'll see you in... Where are we going next?
Charlotte? Is that the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll see you there.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.